Reading this week is from Joshua chapter 19, if you want to grab your Bible and head over there. And if you've been following along with us, you'll be relieved to know that we are almost done
with real estate.
Dividing the land. That is exactly right. Sizable portion of the letter devoted to that. So in 19, we actually accelerate this, right?
Yeah, the lesser tribes just kind of get blown through here real quick.
Going to cover a whole bunch of them in one chapter. You'll notice a pattern as you're reading this. There is an opening like in 19 in verse 1. The second lot fell to Simeon and the tribe of the sons of Simeon according to their families. And then if you look down at verse, you don't have the neat ending part. No, yeah, you do. Verse 9. No, I'm not right about that.
No, Simeon's unique.
Yeah, you don't Simeon's have that unique ending part. So look
at Zebulun.
Yeah,
is
jump
a
ahead
car.
To Zebulun. Yeah, verse 16. This was the inheritance of the sons of Zebulun. So the point we're making is there's kind of a bookend. There's a beginning introduction and then an ending phrase. So you'll notice that as you go all the way through. And then we'll throw this slide back up there for you so that you can to get a sense of what we're talking about. These are going to be kind of the remaining tribes that end up getting their allotment of land. You notice Simeon, especially down there at the bottom. And then notice as well Dan. You have Dan with a portion right there in the middle, kind of right below Joppa. But Dan's also got a spot way at the top.
Right now, it's just labeled as a city up there at the top. But eventually, the tribe itself will migrate to there.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the pattern that kind of works all the way through chapter 19. And so when you kind of have that pattern, you know, kind of the same thing over and over again, the thing to watch for is when there are breaks in the pattern, where you have like more information or a change in the way it's laid out. And so there are a couple of places in 19 where that happens.
Yeah, and ironically, it's with the, you know, one of the places the pattern really is broken is with the very first tribe, Simeon.
Right.
Because Simeon, you know, to your, you know, kind of put a second ago there, David, you know, it doesn't have that little refrain about, you know, their clans or cities or villages. Instead, Simeon uniquely, both begin the, you know, verses 1 through 9 there, begins and ends with this whole, their inheritance was in the midst of the people of Judah. And then there's no, unlike the other tribes, there's no boundaries. There's a list of cities. You know, a lot of the other tribes, you know, especially the big tribes, you know, you went all through the boundaries. It's just a list of cities nestled there kind of within Judah. And there's a couple of reasons for this. Verse 9, the inheritance of the people of Simeon formed part of the territory of Judah because the portion of Judah was too large for them. They had more land than they could settle. But the people of Simeon obtained the inheritance in their midst. But there's also perhaps a little bit of echo of, you know, and a lot of this, we talk about this off and on, I think, as we've been doing this part of Joshua. Genesis 49, Jacob's prophetic blessings upon his sons at the end there. He said something interesting about Simeon and Levi, who we meet. You know, Levi's going to be kind of affected in 20 and 21 when they get their Levitical cities. But he says, Simeon and Levi are brothers. Weapons of violence are their swords. And you remember, Simeon and Levi got in trouble with Jacob because they slaughtered the men of Shechem. And Jacob was afraid the people of the region would retaliate and wipe out Jacob and his clan for Simeon and Levi's gratuitous violence. And so verse 7, Jacob had actually said, ironically, in the midst of blessings, cursed be their anger, for it is fierce and their wrath is cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. And so now here, as you literally are having the apportionments slotted out, Simeon literally doesn't get a boundary. It's just a handful of cities within Judah. And of course, as history goes on, you don't hear much of the tribe of Simeon.
They just kind of get assimilated.
They do.
Judah.
And that's the whole thing. So scattered. And then Levi will literally be scattered with the Levitical cities. They don't get an allotment. They get Levitical cities because they got the priesthood. But they are literally scattered through Israel as well. And so ways in which that more curse, I guess, than blessing of Jacob upon those two sons for their behavior during their lifetime— you see now in how the allotments, of course, and God's doing this, right? These are lots. This is God's doing.
Right.
But what Jacob had prophetically foretold in the way he spoke to his sons before he died, Simeon is scattered, as it were. And so that's the first exception we can talk about.
Well, and so that's just kind of pulling through that thread and illustrating, you know, way back when Moses was talking about that. Now you're seeing the fulfillment of that actually come about as they begin to settle the land. And so this consistency and faithfulness of God appears once again. You know, hey, when I say I'm going to do something,
right,
good or bad,
yeah, it's going to happen.
I'm going to do it.
It's going to happen.
All right. So there's the first
big exception to the structure we want to notice.
All right. Second
is what you were alluding to a couple minutes ago with when you highlighted Dan when we had the map up. You know, Dan's got a little bit of a different spin there. The seventh lot for Dan starts there in verse 40, but you know, the real thing to notice there is in verse 47, when the territory of the people of Dan was lost to them, the people of Dan went up and fought against Leshem and capturing it, striking it with the sword. They took possession of it, settled in it, calling it Leshem, Dan, after the name of Dan, their ancestor. And so there, of course, that story will be found in the book of Judges, how that actually all happens. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, the little ominous overtone there. This is the tribe that loses their inheritance. Not yet. You know, the book of Judges will tell the story. But, you know, little cloud on the horizon of otherwise exciting times, land being divided up. Dan is not going to be able to hold this original allotment, which is, you know, again, why we like that map. We've been using this particular map that you found for us. Rightly shows Dan not the way our usual Bible maps do, with him up in the north, which is where long-term Dan was. But originally, Dan was supposed to be down right in the middle on the coast there. Until he wasn't.
and then they end up settling all the way in the north, which, by the way, eventually is going to put them right in line with the enemies who are coming, oddly enough.
And one of the reasons why they're the tribe that, again, very much disappears from history rapidly, later in the story, in that they were a small tribe to begin with. And then, they were a buffer tribe, you know, from the invasion of the north that came in time, right. Whether it was Syria, you know, in the days of Elijah and Elisha, to Assyria, to Babylon. And of course, that area of Dan later on, like even in Jesus' day, you know, that kind of becomes very Gentile. I mean, just it always was, kind of lost after that.
Well, and that's useful because you will see some maps that will confuse you because, you know, you look kind of the original distribution. Dan is down in the middle, and then later it's up at the top, and you're trying to figure out, okay, where
was that
they?
About?
Yeah.
And this is why this story that's alluded to in the original allotment, Judges. When we do Judges later, in fact, it'll be later in the fall by the time we get that far into Judges. But Judges will tell us the story of what Joshua. So you can highlight or make note of that verse. Judges will explain in depth at length the story of what went wrong for Dan.
And then the other interesting spot is at the end of this.
Yes.
After we deal with Dan, in verse 49, there is an inheritance specifically for Joshua and his family.
Yeah. And so this whole, you know, as we're wrapping up, there's going to be the cities of refuge and the Levitical cities in chapters 20 and 21 next couple of weeks. But as far as the whole casting of lots for land, you know, and just kind of the real distribution, this is the end of that. And so literally this section that began all the way back, you know, chapter 13, chapter 14 in particular, this is kind of the end. And it ends the way it began. It ends, you know, at the very beginning, all the way back to chapter 14 in particular. This whole section began with, reference to Lot's, Eleazar, and Joshua doing this, just like you have here, you know, Eleazar the priest, Joshua. Parallel endings, emphasis on Lot's being how we did this. Mm-hmm. And then in chapter 14, Caleb is the only, you know, individuals singled out. Caleb is singled out for individual inheritance. Joshua at the end, the other bookends, this whole larger allotment section begins and ends the same way with two faithful spies, first Caleb and Judah, now Joshua and Ephraim.
Perfect ending.
And again, Judah and Joseph. You know, each of them getting their bit, and again, it's interesting that symbolically, you have Judah and Joseph again, Judah and Ephraim, tied up in this. But the two faithful spies, one at the beginning, one at the end, the only individuals I can recall in this section, only two individuals who get specific allotments, the two faithful spies.
Two faithful spies.
And so the section begins and ends with God does not, not only does God keep his promises collectively to his people, God is faithful to faithful individuals. He does not lose sight in all the busyness and all the years and decades and time that rolls by. Both these men served God well when the stakes were high and the risk was high, and God did not forget to reward them richly. When the time came for rewards to be handed out.
And, you know, if you remember that time back in Numbers when all that went down, it surely did not seem like they were on the right side of all of that.
No. And it was dangerous to do so, right?
And, well, yeah, they wanted to kill them.
Yeah, it was dangerous to do so.
And turn and go back. And so I think that's just such a great example of how you can't judge a choice just by a moment in time. And
democracy and polls and what the people want.
Well, yeah, and how – I think about that. If I can give a parallel, I think about the kids I knew in high school that were into drugs and alcohol, for example.
Yeah.
And you know, it's really easy when you're a teenager to look at that and think, oh, that's so cool, and I'm missing out because I'm not in the cool crowd and doing what they're doing. And I got to tell you, at 61, it does not feel that way.
No, it's exactly right.
Right? And you're looking exactly back right. on that, and you know, I look back on my life, and there's some things I'm really, really happy about, and having dealt with drug addicted people and alcoholics, you know, I look back and say, oh, man, I'm sure glad I never touched that stuff. And so sometimes the wisdom of a choice is only seen over time.
Yeah.
And so it is interesting here that in their moment at the beginning of this, it looked like, you know, think about from Israel's perspective, it looked like these guys were the outliers. They're on the wrong side.
Unrealistic. Look at reality. And, you know, the other part of that too, David, to your point is, but those guys still had to suffer the wilderness 40 years.
That's exactly right.
With the sinful generation that they were a part of. They were a part of a sinful generation. They still, part of their faithfulness to God was to suffer faithfully with a sinful group in which they were not personally sinful,
right,
without becoming bitter towards God,
like they were the
rebellious,
opposite,
or being infected with that spirit over the decades of right. being stuck in the midst of those kind of people. And the other thing, when all is said and done, you know, they go, you know, heaven is worth it all. You know, here they are at the end, sitting singled out by God individually for, here is in your specific place
right.
among my people in my land.
Yeah, that's 40 years.
Yeah.
40 years.
Took a long time to get there.
A sizable part of their life. And see, if I was baiting Jeff today, what I would say is that sometimes our lot is to suffer.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just leave that there. Yes, I won't. Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, he would share another bright ray of sunshine with us if we allowed to.
Well, God, you know, God's eternal, right? And that's it. We are too. We forget we're eternal. There is more to our existence than our 70 to 80 years on this earth, and that's why, you know, God, just like, you know, when our kids get in a rush and we say, "Look, you got your whole life ahead of you. You know, don't get in a rush." And you know, but when you're 18, it doesn't feel that way. Mm. Even the human lifespan on this earth, God's kind of looking at us as children the same way. Look, guys, you have eternity. It'll be okay. You don't have to get it all right now on the earth.
Yeah, that's a great lesson to work your kids with as you're yeah. working what yeah. might not seem to be a kid friendly chapter. And I get that.
Real estate plattings.
Yeah, yes. But the wrap up here of Joshua with the book ending of the two, I think is really good.
Absolutely.
And so you get the end. So they finished dividing the land, and that's yeah. kind of the capstone at the end. But we're not done with that. And
no.
there are some other
Levi still yeah, lurks.
Yeah, and the cities of refuge, and I really think that's going to be an interesting reading. There's a lot of interesting stuff. To
yeah, chapter 20 is short. So the good news is next week's reading for chapter 20 is short.
But even some of this other stuff, you know, about the Levites and about the city of refuge, I think have some interesting things to explore.
Yeah.
And we'll be getting into that next week. So if the land division has gotten you a little discouraged, go ahead and jump back in. And I think this next part's going to have
chapter 20 will be an interesting read.
Yeah, yeah.